Plan your visit. Offers. Visitor Center. The visitor center, located in a single-story building with a flat green roof, has a well-equipped multimedia hall and a basement with a hatchery of soft-mouthed trout, affectionately known as Solinka, a protected endemic species. In the center's multimedia hall, there is a kids' corner, with interactive content adapted to children's education, as well as the projection of a documentary film and applications intended for adults about ecology, nature conservation, and the Jadro River itself. Green technology applications have also been installed in the center, which, in addition to the educational content, also have the purpose of protecting the environment. Namely, modern technology enables the monitoring of the number of visitors in order to prevent overcrowding of the area and endangering the flora and fauna of the Jadro River surroundings. A tactile path leads from the orientation panel at the entrance of the excursion site to the visitor center, which allows easier access for visually impaired people, while people with reduced mobility can access all facilities with the help of a wheelchair lift platform. Soft-mouthed trout hatchery. Given that the soft-mouthed trout is an endangered species, the existence of an artificial hatchery contributes significantly to efforts to preserve this endemic species. Just before spawning, which takes place in February and March, the mother fish are fished out of the river and placed in pools that, with natural substrate and plants, imitate a natural habitat. Trout are kept through all developmental stages of fry, from fertilized eggs to young fish, when they are returned to the river. Visitors in smaller groups can see the entire development process, with a presentation of spawning and soft-mouthed trout in general. Interpretation Center. The existing bunker from the Second World War has been converted into a soft-mouthed trout interpretation center. On the walls, there are information panels about Solinka, and a tactile exhibit that simulates a trout. There is also a multi-touch table with a display of the course of the Jadro River and interactive applications. In the dome of the bunker, there is a special immersive space with a nature periscope and a walk-on-water installation. External contents. Knowledge platforms. As a part of a mosaic that contains the complete story of the river, its region, and its inhabitants, about the shared past and present, 10 information panels called knowledge platforms stretch along the educational trail within the excursion site. They contain educational texts and photos on the topics of natural, cultural, and industrial heritage. Off-road panels. Imaginative panels arranged around the excursion site and along the forest paths tell a different and somewhat unusual history. They preserve from oblivion the warm and peculiar anecdotes and legends of the river and its neighbors, the locals from the surrounding settlements. Additional contents. The park includes a bocce ball court, a children's playground, and meteorological stations. There are also hiking trails through the forest for those who want to further explore the natural beauty of Jadro surroundings, a public parking place, as well as a terminal with public bicycles and designated bicycle and scooter parking spots are also available to visitors.